Welcome back to the program. We are going to talk to someone who works for a company that I think is part of the answer to all the waste we generate. In this case, we're talking about the wasting of energy connected to our computer use. Dave Harvey is Vice President of Business Development for a company called Verdeem. I wonder if that's meant to be green. He's going to talk to us about how they have cut computer energy waste nearly in half. Is that correct?
That's right.
First, I'm curious about the name of your company. I used to briefly work for a company called Verde. That was during the dot-com turning point, and wondered if green is, in fact, part of your image.
It is. Verdeum is kind of our play on some Latin there to depict green day.
Mm-hmm. Carpe diem and Verdeum. I like it. So yeah. Tell us about the founding of this company. I understand that, like the very successful product Airborne, a school teacher was behind this invention as well.
Yeah, one of our founders' wives actually worked in a county government organization in the Portland, Oregon area, and she was tasked with solving this problem of computers being left on all the time and needlessly wasting energy. And she started talking about this at home, and as she was doing her research, decided and determined that there was really nothing out there to do it
and
correctly
was,
and in a way that people could keep using their computers as they had hoped to use them.
And I understand she was concerned about not only the energy being wasted, but all the money that they were spending to pay for this electricity, school districts always being strapped for funding.
Exactly. Their sources of funding are, of course, limited, and cost savings are of paramount concern to them.
Okay, so what happened next?
Well, the husband happened to be an IT guy around the time of sort of the dot-com bubble growing, and came to the conclusion that he, with some of his other cohorts, could put something like this together. And so the early founders of our company are really a consolidation of some people with software and IT background, and then a few of us for more of an environmental and recycling sort of background. So it was a good mix.
Okay, so that was back in 2001, I understand, the founding of the company. What have you achieved in 6 years in terms of reducing energy waste?
Well, what we've moved to now, and it's partly due to where the product has gone as well as what we're seeing really out in the market, which is wonderful, is more of an acceptance in not just the public sector, but with commercial entities and very, very large, prominent organizations which see the benefits of, I think, the sustainable and environmental movement as well as the energy savings. And I think the third leg of the stool, if you will, really is the public relations that they hope to garner by being viewed within their market segment as being green. So on average, we've saved about $20 to $25 per computer that we're installed on. We've installed on over 350,000 computers. So considerable cost savings. And of course, when you're saving energy and with energy efficient products of any sort, you're helping to reduce the carbon footprint, which is really, at the end of the day, the most important thing.
So what would the cost per saving be for a year, let's say? What would the cost savings be for a year spread out over time?
So the average is about $20 to $25
That's
each
per year? Each year,
yes.
Okay.
And so the payback on these projects is very rapid, typically with no utility support or outside financial support, the payback is 18 months or less. And from then on, they're just reaping the benefits of that energy efficiency and of course, the reduced carbon footprint.
So since $25 is not all that much, I guess it would really make a difference if you're talking about a place where, you know, a big company where there are networked PCs in operation 24/7, perhaps.
Right. And again, that's an average. A lot of IT departments have told the people that work on the computers, that leave them on 24 hours a day because we need to do virus patches or security updates or new software downloads at night. And so in those instances, the savings are considerably more than that $20 to $25 amount. And I think that what a lot of people don't realize is just how dense from a PC population America has become.
Well, we certainly rely on our computers. I mean, it's hard to imagine life before them, of course, just like cell phones. So what's the actual technology? Is this some kind of, you know, green magic? What do you do? I mean, without revealing any company secrets here.
Right. Well, what we do is have a small piece of software that we load on each computer within an organization, and that piece of software measures the time that that computer spends in each of its power states all day long for the sake of rolling that data up to a central management console so that people can intelligently set power profiles for their organization from that management console and impact computers and move them to low power states when the data shows historically those computers are not being used.
But are in some kind of standby mode?
But we can push them into exactly a standby mode or sleep on the monitors or whatever have you. And, of course, a lot of that savings occurs at night and on weekends, but it's surprising how often computers are not used for fairly long stretches of time, even during the workday as people attend meetings or lunches or whatever.
We're running out of time, so I just have to ask you, is this technology appropriate for the individual household, or is this mostly just in, you know, larger settings?
At this point, we traditionally have marketed it to organizations, and we would expect that within a year we'll have a version available for consumers.
Okay, thank you so much for telling us about this encouraging development. Dave Harvey is Vice President of Business Development for the company Verdiem. They are increasing the efficiency of computers and also reducing energy waste, obviously part of the solution to our climate change challenge, and as well as peak oil and all those other energy issues. That's it for this edition of EcoTalk. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Careful.